Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
I'm here in the studio for the second hour of the show with Mo White, and she's got her a very special old friend.
I have a very special old friend sent that to me. I have never seen a guest look so worried.
Old friend, thank you. I know it's my birthday, but come on.
Yes. Happy birthday to you. We didn't make you a cake.
Or a cup of tea, for that matter.
I'll make you a cup of tea in a minute. All right.
For those who don't know, this is Dave Russell, a.k.a. Meridian Dave. And Mo and Dave are ex-colleagues from another radio station.
Yes, we started there at the same time, didn't we, Dave?
It was a long time ago.
In 1990.
Was it that long ago, really?
It was.
Oh, was it as long ago as that?
Me.
And he came in to Ian Donner programme, didn't you? Yeah. Love at 11.
Love at 11.
And so who was there first? Were you there?
I probably was there first.
Okay.
I think you were there from the beginning, weren't you? I sort of joined about a year after, roughly.
Okay.
I remember it was about that.
I remember you walking through the door saying, "Hi, I'm Dave Russell."
Yeah. Modesty was never my forte, really.
He's on that one. He's a model maker, is Dave.
Or I thought you were going to say he was a model.
A model maker, a male model. No, he used to do a programme at Love at 11, and when it came to Cows Week, we used to hire a bus. Remember that?
Oh, my goodness
and
me, yes.
We used to have fun on this bus late at night.
I bet you did.
Clarification on that, please.
We played Trivial Pursuit.
Do you remember one year, Charlie, one of the presenters, who's now on QVC.
QVC,
yeah,
Charlie
Brook, one of the presenters there.
Yeah,
we were doing the Love at 11 programme on this show, and we decided it was a great idea. In those days, you could do this sort of thing on radio. We thought it was a great idea to actually do the overnight show from this bus on Cows Parade. So one night, I sat in the studio and played all the records in for him while he did the links, and then the following night, he did the same for me. And it was the most, how can I put it, chilled out show you could actually imagine.
Fantastic.
On the top of Cows, or on this bus, Cows Parade, and at sort of 4 o'clock in the morning, you'd see all the party goers going home in their ball gowns and that, getting into rubber dinghies, because in ball gowns, going
Brilliant.
Out to their boats. Very surreal.
The days before Facebook Live then. And
absolute. Well, yes, everything like that. Way, way back.
So how did you start then? Did you start with the radio and then work for Meridian TV? Is that how it worked?
It was that. I mean, originally my job, as Mo said, I was a model maker. That's what I trained as. And as part of that, the first recession we had back then, things were going a bit bad for the business, so I decided to change careers. So I got involved with Isle of Wight Radio, and they let me present a weekend show, which was great. Enjoyed that. And then the company got taken over. And it was a question of, what else can you do? Mm-hmm. So I said, I can read the news. So we started doing that, and I trained as a journalist as well, part-time.
Fantastic.
And then I left to go to another radio station. ITV came in, took over the news service at that radio station, and then when they left, I went with them. So that was, goodness me, 18-plus years ago.
So I used to go out with him sometimes on news stories.
Fantastic.
I used to go and hold his, it was called a ewer in those days.
Oh, my goodness me, yes.
That was years ago. What do they call it now?
An iPhone.
But it was a ewer. It was in a little box. And
I would say it's a little box. It's quite a large box, because basically it was a reel-to-reel tape recorder with obviously tape on it.
Mm.
And when you used to edit, you actually physically take the tape off. You mark the point with a little China graph pencil on the tape, pull it to this what they call edit block, physically slice the tape in two places, put the two joints and stick them together with sticky tape.
So you must have seen loads of changes then in terms of technology and the way things are now and
Absolutely.
The speed at which we can do things and digital.
Well, I'll give you an example. When I was based up the road here for ITV, we had a down-the-line link, so I could sort of put the camera up and we could have a guest in the studio and they could take it live into Meridian Tonight with Fred Dynage interviewing. Last week, they gave me a phone app.
Wow.
Which could do the same thing.
Fantastic.
So basically, I can set this phone up on a tripod. And they can take it, and they can take control of the camera, and they can have all the audio, and they can do it live.
So it's made your life a lot easier?
Well, you carry it in your pocket.
Yeah.
It's much easier, isn't it, really?
So where did you train when you did the journalism training?
I was at a hybrid college.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, it was sort of one day a week affair.
Near Portsmouth.
Yeah, that's right. I was over there the other week. It's certainly got bigger and better.
Fantastic.
It's amazing.
It's got amazing facilities. It's
and one of
place.
The journalists actually I work with is actually one of the chief lecturers over there,
oh,
Cara.
Yeah.
Oh, Cara Sadler,
but her surname has changed. She got married, but I can't remember her surname now. But Cara Sadler. Yeah. So she's sort of training the next tranche of journalists as well. And she's from the Isle of Wight.
That's the place to go if you want to train in journalism. Apart from, of course, the Four Peace Project that we've got here, which is for young people from 11 upwards.
11 up to 18.
Yeah. Okay, let's have some music. We've got a track coming up from The Real Thing, and then we've got Sam Smith. They played Jack Up the 80s last year. It's The Real Thing, and the song called Can't Get By Without You. And we are reminiscing quite a lot, well, Mo is, with Dave Russell, a.k.a. Meridian Dave, all about media on the island in years gone by.
Yeah. So, I must ask you, Dave, you've got to say it for me, your closing little saying. When you finished your report, you say...
Remind me of what?
Yeah. This You've is, got to give me a clue, Mo.
This is
for ITV?
Yes.
Dave Russell, ITV News on the Isle of Wight.
Wow.
Well, it's the way he says the Isle of Wight.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's the radio and TV voice.
You say, Dave Russell, from Meridian tonight.
Very good.
Oh, I just like the way you say, Wight. Right, carry on. You've got a question, Carol.
Yeah, I have,
a listener.
Somebody is, Wendy from Roxall, she's... contacted us, she sent in an email, and she said, we've got to ask you about your moleskin jacket.
A moleskin jacket?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness me. Yeah, well, the moleskin jacket, it was a favourite jacket of mine, which tend to appear on camera quite a lot. It even went as far as it was Tokyo with me for reporting on the Lucy Blackman case back in the...
Wow.
So that was a long time ago, and I went to five times to Tokyo on that story. And but the jacket itself was there were three of them, actually. I have to admit there were three of them, but I liked them so much, and it got made into a jingle actually a long time ago.
He's not going to sing the jingle.
I'm not going to sing the jingle. No,
the moleskin jacket.
It's a famous moleskin jacket. Yes. And another thing I wanted to ask you about Tokyo. You mentioned Tokyo and the Lucy Blackman Trust. You set up a thing for people to use on their phones, a number to call. Is that still working?
It does still work, but it wasn't really used. That was safety text, and that was a very, very long time ago. This obviously, technology's moved on quite a lot, but the idea was very simple, is that you could send a text message but delay its arrival. So if you were going somewhere but you didn't want family and friends to know, you could send a message saying exactly where you are, what you're doing, but delay its departure from your phone.
Well, I think you should start that up again.
Well,
because that's a very good idea.
Yeah, it's a good concept. I mean, the Lucy Blackman Trust is still running, and it runs on the Isle of Wight. But because they deal with so much, so many things abroad and in the UK generally, many islanders actually know they're here.
It's quite high security as well, isn't it? It's
quite tight
in terms of...
High security, yes, I suppose it is to a certain degree. But the thing is, it's a local charity. It's run by two people, husband and wife, and they do a spectacular job. And if anyone's got a chance to have a look at the lucyblackmantrust.org website, that's Lucy with an L-U-C-I-E, not Lucy the other way, it would be worth having a look at because they're Ireland-based. And it was born out of, you know, Tim, Lucy's dad, who lives here in Ryde, and his experiences to make sure that other families didn't have to go through the hell they went through of trying to find them. But
that was big news. Do you remember that?
I do. It was absolutely awful situation. Right, we just need to have a quick word from our sponsors, and then we'll carry on talking after a tune from David Bowie. That's the 1990 remix of Fame by David Bowie, or Bowie, whichever you prefer.
I say Bowie.
I say Bowie.
Me too, Bowie.
Bowie.
Okay, well, while we're talking names, a question here from an old friend of yours, Dave. David Holmes.
Uh-huh.
And he said to ask, the doc, indeed, to ask you about your favourite radio duo.
We're not allowed to mention them, are we?
Radio duo.
Who's your favourite radio duo?
Was it Penny
duo?
Everett and...
Oh.
Well, it had to be Radio 1, didn't it, really, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be someone like that, yeah. No, the couple of individuals who he's talking about, obviously, were well-known on the island, shall we say.
Yes, yeah.
He's being one of them.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so what can I say about them? couple of wind-up merchants, I think. I still get a lot of grief on Facebook from David Holmes, or the Doc, as he was called, yes. In fact, he sent a message saying, I'll be listening. So there you go, David.
Oh, he's listening today. Hello, David.
Hello, yeah. David. We've got a few Davids listening today, haven't we?
Well,
we've got
David the plumber.
Yeah.
He's a nice-looking chap, isn't he?
He is.
Let's get back to where we were before. Caroline's got a question.
What's your favourite story? I mean, I remember I know the Isle of Wight is coming in for quite a lot of sort of Mickey taking, that's a polite way of putting it.
Mm.
Do you remember that story about, was it a penguin that was stolen from Amazon World? That was one of my favourite.
Yeah, I remember that. The trouble was, I learnt about that story. I was in Thailand at the time, visiting family.
So it was you took the penguin with
you. Be too warm out there
that's
for a penguin.
That's what they were
saying. But no, yeah, I remember the story. It was Dippy, the penguin, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. But that was a great story because that was a classic story that just builds and builds and builds.
It was fabulous.
And went right around the world. And the
Christmas as well, yeah. Wasn't it?
And the fact it was Thailand, I heard about it in Thailand. It's like, the Isle of Wight, it's just ridiculous. It's 6,000 miles away. But yeah, a great story nevertheless.
And, you reported on the prison outbreak.
Oh, the Parkhurst breakout.
Yeah,
my goodness me. That was 95, I think it was. Somewhere about
1995.
95, but yeah.
Oh, he's written his...
I wrote this down because I thought I might ask the question. It was Keith Rose, Andrew Roger and Matthew Williams. And they were serving time their crimes, including murder, planting a bomb. And we got a whisper that it happened, that three people had got out, which, as you imagine, is a bit scary. But what they'd used a plastic knife, because Keith Rose had a photographic memory. And he'd managed the key. One of the keys.
Wow.
And he carved this plastic knife into a key shape and used it to open a door. It's like,
incredible.
You couldn't make it up, really, could you?
No, you couldn't.
But we had a week of police on the Isle of Wight. It was like a mini army of police over here trying to search for these guys.
Mm, well, they didn't get very far, did they?
They didn't go to great,
they
no.
They caught them at Sandown, didn't they?
No, the last one was near the crematorium roundabout, spotted there. And the walking down the street, as you do.
They didn't try to get on the floating bridge, did they?
I'm sure they working tried those to days. Well, get originally, on a plane at Sandown.
Yeah,
Sandown Airport.
That was it. That was my sort of introduction to TV, actually, because I was doing the radio station. I was the news editor there, and I rang up Robert Hall, who was ITN at the time.
Right, yes.
And I said, I've just got a whisper that these guys were trying to get off at Sandown Airport, get off the plane, but the battery had been taken out and it wouldn't start. It's a classic Isle of Wight for you, isn't it? And I went to bed for 2 hours because I was so tired. Woke up, it was national news, national lead over all the TV stations. And I thought, wow, that's quite impressive.
Mm.
So,
same
and that's
at
all.
Last.
And did they catch them?
They did, yes. And it was an evening, and I remember it was Richard Polk, or Rick Jackson, as we now know him from another radio station.
Yeah.
Him and I were in a radio truck heading down to Island Harbour Marina because they've caught the last one there. We're trying to find eyewitnesses, and we found these guys who were living in a caravan, and they said, oh yeah, the police came, they shoved machine guns in our faces and da da da. So we sat up the radio mast, thought this is going to be great, you know, and it wouldn't work.
Oh no.
This classic radio wouldn't work. So I said to them, I said, look, can you guys come back to the studio and I'll buy you a crate of beer tomorrow if you come and do these interviews. And they came in and did this interview live in the studio. It made great, you know, great radio as well. And of course that week, because it was a whole week we were doing this, we were supplying the national news teams with everything. So there was two of us, myself and Justin, who were the news team at the time, and we were sleeping in the studio pretty much because you couldn't go home. It broke all the time, bits and bobs of it.
I remember seeing the story on News at 10.
That's right.
Mentioning the local radio station and the reporter.
You just reminded me, actually, I was filmed reading the news on News at 10, so I can actually claim to say I've read the news on News at 10.
Oh, wow.
That's a claim to
that was a long time ago, though.
So
right, we'll have a tune from the selector and we'll talk a little bit more.
Across the Isle of Wight and across the world, this is Vectis Radio, putting the community back into local radio.
Sort of a Christmas party tune. It's the selector and Let's Do Rock Steady. And we're here live in the Riverside Centre studio. It's just coming up to 2:40, and I'm with Mo and Dave Russell, aka Meridian Dave. And we're talking all about the stories on the Isle of Wight from, what, the last 30 years, really?
Yes. Have I known you 30 years?
Afraid so.
Good Lord.
Yes. back for the karaoke days, all those days ago.
That's what I was going to ask you. Dave and I used to go out singing karaoke when it first came to the island in the early 90s. It was a big thing, wasn't it? It was new. And you got up and you sang and you got a bug for it because you sounded so good on the mics they gave you.
Well, you might have done, I didn't.
Oh, no. What was the first song? We sang a duet together. Every time we went out, we sang this song. Do you remember it?
No.
I say to you, we did a little walk to it as well, a little dancing walk.
Oh, vaguely. Hang on. I can't think what it's called.
Show Waddy Waddy.
Oh, Under the Moon Love.
That was the one,
yeah.
See, he does remember.
So you used to sing that?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we did a duet.
No, the answer's not. We're not going to repeat it, thank you. Not this 30 years on. No, thank you.
And where was that?
Smallbrook Stadium we used to go to.
Mo's dying to sing, Dave. You know that, don't you? Mm. She's dying to have another go.
Under the Moon of... I won't ask him because he's not in the mood at all. So he's embarrassed.
Where did you sing that?
We went to Smallbrook Stadium, the old
pub in
Plough and Barleycorn.
That's it, Plough and Barleycorn, that was the one, yeah.
That's Shankson, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some great characters down there. Oh, and there's a nightclub down on Sandown Seafront. It wasn't Zanies.
No.
There was a bar. That bar called? Trubshaw's? Something
pass,
like that. We used to go in there.
I'm sure somebody ring and tell us or email.
Yeah,
bound to.
If you can remember the name of that pub, give us a call on 01983 240 666. There isn't a prize, I'm afraid, but we will give you a mention on the radio.
Those were the days. 30 years. Is that 30 years?
It's got to be.
Words.
It's got to be 30 years ago, yeah.
Right, we're going to hear from Peggy Lee. Then we'll have a word from our sponsors. And we're going to talk about Dave's webcam business, which sounds really interesting. So we'll be hearing all about that shortly. Well, it's 10 to 3, and that was the fabulous ELO and a track called Strange Magic. And we're here with Mo White.
Thank you.
Remembered your surname, Mo.
Yeah, good. Trained you well.
And Dave Russell, a.k.a. Meridian Dave, talking all about media on the Isle of Wight. But also, Dave, you've been telling us about your webcam business sideline. Sounds dodgy, but it isn't.
It's not as what you think it is, though. I think what it comes down to is all the years I've done ITV over here, no matter what the story is, I've always tried to get shots to make the island look nice, even if it's a bad story, because obviously the Isle of Wight is a lovely place. We've lived here, we all love it, that's why we live here. And it struck me that obviously we know this, but for people on the mainland, visitors don't. So
that's a really good point.
Yeah, and what I've done, about 9 months ago, I had a chat with the vicar of All Saints Church, and we decided to put a camera on All Saints Church in Ryde. Now, that tower is about 150 feet up.
And you can see that when you're coming in on the cat, can't you?
You can, yeah.
Really,
you can see it from the mainland as well.
Mm.
And so it's got a heck of a view from up there. But unfortunately, due to health and safety, they can't take people up there anymore. So what we've done, we've put a web camera up there, which zooms and pans right across the Solent. So you can see lots of things going on every day. You see the ferries, a hovercraft, and it zooms into Rye Pier. So if you're waiting for your husband or your wife to come home, you can see if the ferry's in or not.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But obviously, a nice blue sky day, it's great. You've got lots going on. Aircraft carriers coming in and out, obviously, that sort of thing. And that's been running for quite a while now. We've got around about 25,000 regular viewers on
Excellent.
That camera.
That's
which is
really good.
Quite an amazing
number. It's not the
number.
Only one, is it, on the island?
No, there's one at Haven Street, camera, and we've got that on our website as well, which is isleofwightwebcams.co.uk. And tomorrow we launch another one, which is Apley Beach, which is going to be looking over Apley Beach live. And that is, been watching it the last few days, and it's just quite amazing. Amazing sunrises there first thing in the morning. Really comes over, cracking
Lovely,
shot.
I shall tune into that.
But that will be launching tomorrow, and I've got a time lapse of the sunrise on that, which ITV used on a piece on Tuesday on their Sunday. It was on about the weather, and I sent that over. I said, have a look at this, see what you think, and it appeared on the lead story, which is obviously great news for the Isle of Wight because it's publicising we've got a lovely beach over here.
And it is true what you say. I mean, you can say to people, oh, you should see the sea today, it looks amazing, or the view from the downs or whatever. But until you actually see it with your own eyes, you don't appreciate it. And because we've got so much open space on the island as well, it is spectacular. I think that's a great idea.
Well, the idea of the website, I mean, although I'm investing quite a lot of money in the cameras because I can move them and zoom them and we can follow things going on in the Solent, for example the aircraft carrier which came in. We've got some lovely shots of that very close up going past one of the forts, from the Apley Beach camera. That video is on the website as well. But really, for businesses on the Isle of Wight, I'm saying to them, well, if you've got a nice view, why not get a camera on it and then have a chat with us, and we can see if we can put it on the website as
Definitely.
Well. Because the whole idea of Isle of Wight webcams is to, if somebody says Isle of Wight webcams, they're all in one place. Suddenly that person stays on that website for, you know, hours.
Yeah.
It's like,
Brilliant.
Potentially.
Do you want to give us that address again?
Yeah, it's Isle of Wight, www.isleofwightwebcams.co.uk. It's live now, and we were looking a minute ago, weren't we?
Yes, we were. It's very interesting, yeah. Hmm. But you can pinpoint people, can't you? You can watch them. Someone will say, I'm going to be standing at a certain place. They go there, and you can see them.
I'm waiting for the first person to actually do something a bit, you know, bare their bum or something on camera. But bearing in mind, these cameras, I'd say that one thing is the people who've got concerns about cameras like this, webcams, generally they don't record. These ones that I've got here do not record anything. They're live, okay? They're not security cameras, they're not CCTV, it's a live picture. So it's an extension of your eyes, you know, standing on the beach, you could be there.
Excellent.
So that's the thing to remember.
And I mean, we don't know where webcams are nowadays, do we? Or security cameras, I've no idea. I bet if you walk up and down Union Street, there are.
Well, Danny does. You know, my Danny in Tenerife, he knows where the webcam spots are because he stands under one and then I can tune in and I can see him. Although I can see him by your mobile phones these days. But yeah. It's just interesting.
I think, though, that there's so many lovely views. I mean, Shanklin Old Village, that's a lovely shot there. I've used that lots of times on TV when cars are driving through.
Mm. Oh, lovely.
You know, with all the
yes,
thatched cottages and that sort of thing. Mm. That's, you know, just a fixed camera on that would be lovely.
See Fantastic. The cars going around that bend. It's lovely. That, I've seen that.
In Ventnor, the zigzaggy road thing. Not the zigzag road, that one that goes to seafront. That's it, yeah. That's another lovely
it
location.
It is, yeah. We're lucky, aren't we? We're really spoiled in terms of the dramatic views that we've got.
So, Dave, from model making to radio to TV, now to webcams.
Technology moves on.
It does.
It's been a pleasure having you here today, Dave. Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's lovely to see you all again.
You must come in again.
Back some memories.
Yes.
Yeah. Keep in touch and let us know how you get on with the webcams.
Because thank you very much.
Sure, that will change and pick up over the summertime. So thank you very much for coming in. It's been great, and it's now 4 minutes to 3, so we're going to have a bit more music, and then we've got the news on the hour at 3 o'clock.